everybody. It's another episode of the Oklahoma Today podcast. We are here in lovely downtown Edmond at the Vault 405, recording for you. We've got Editor-in-Chief Nate Gunder.
Hey.
Managing Editor Carly Ibarra.
Hello.
And that jerk no one liked, Greg Elwell. Hey, it's still me. We are ready to tell you everything you need to know to make the most out of Oklahoma this week. First of all, let's send you guys to our own website, if you've got a minute, oklahomatoday.com, and it's a good place for you to pick up a subscription to our magazine.
Yes.
We just want all of you. Do you understand? We've got your ears. We want your eyes. We're coming for your hands
and
with
your
the new
hearts.
Braille edition. Yeah.
We don't have a Braille edition coming. I cannot endorse that. I would love to do it, but we can't. But most importantly,
we
got to hear our podcast, the Oklahoma Today podcast, is brought to you by MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Celebrating its 20th year, the MIO Coalition represents over 70 Oklahoma food processors and agricultural producers. It's not food processors. It's processors of food, like people who create food,
yes.
Just JFYI. These companies are known for products you can depend on for consistency, quality, taste, and flavor. Local has a name, and the name is MIO, the Made in Oklahoma Coalition. Learn more at www.miocoalition.com. They're so awesome.
They really are.
I love them.
You know what I think is awesome is we're finally getting into some weather that does not make me want to lay down in a room and turn off all the lights and tell everyone to shut up.
That is exciting. And speaking of local food, there is some great stuff coming because there's great things that come ripe in the fall.
That's true.
You know,
squash.
Yes,
it's squash season, jerks.
Yeah. By the way, you're not. I like you.
Oh, thank you so much.
I don't.
I know.
But there's all kind of cool stuff. Like
on that one.
One of my favorite things. I got to go get one as soon as I can. Mums.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
I love Mums. I was down at the OU camp. I went to the football game last Saturday, and the Mums are like this close to the big one, you know, on the South Oval, all the pretty ones.
Mm-hmm.
When they bloom, they're gorgeous. And so I was like, oh, I got to go get me a Mum and put on my front porch. Yeah. So there's pumpkins.
What? So obviously,
so much good stuff in the
football's
fall.
Huge
yeah.
for you in the fall.
Yeah.
And it used to be really big for me when I was doing fantasy football and stuff.
Right.
But at some point, I just couldn't.
A lot of fun.
I am, this is so dorky and very on brand for me. One thing I love about fall is the new fall television season.
No,
yes,
yeah.
There's a lot of good stuff.
I know, there's good stuff.
On.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything that allows me to sit on the couch for just another 30 minutes always
yeah.
makes me happy.
No, that's totally legit. There's always a lot of fun stuff in the fall. You know, over summer, it's like, what do you have? Like, nothing, right?
Game shows
and The
yeah.
Bachelor,
yeah.
right? And I don't really watch either, so
game
I'm
shows,
just kind of lost.
The Bachelor, excruciating heat.
Right, yeah. So I'm always happy when my shows come back. Although the one I'm most excited about, we could go down a whole rabbit trail, we won't, but I'm pee my pants excited about the new Star Trek Picard.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot wait, and that's not until next year, so... Talk to me in January. Actually, don't talk to me whenever that comes out because I will be taking a leave of absence.
this is coming out October 14th, which means that the day after, there's a very good chance I will be taking a leave of absence to watch all of the new season of Letterkenny.
That is very exciting.
Yeah,
yes,
it's
our
like,
favorite Canadian television show.
It's like pitter patter. Let's get at her.
Yes, yes, yes. but there's all kind of great stuff about fall. Chili. That's one of our favorite things.
I am huge. I love fall for cooking.
Yeah.
You know, for me, all through summer, it's like I'm hungry and the last thing I want to do is cook anything.
Or
and make
eat. Yeah.
Oh, no. I always want to eat.
Oh, that heat. You know, when it's like the 100-degree heat, I don't feel like it makes me lose my appetite.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Look, I'll lose my appetite. I'm still going to eat. there's nothing going to stop that train. But yeah, it's like finally I can like make actual roast beef that I roast in the oven because I don't mind warming the house up a little bit.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and Smart Hours are ending, I think, on Sunday. So if you are a subscriber to Smart Hours, it means that you can use your AC all day long.
That is nice. That will be wonderful.
And your oven and whatever electricity.
Well, don't
desire.
Use your oven all day long.
No.
At least don't like leave the house.
Yeah.
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 Safety
yeah.
first, guys.
Yeah.
I do. I love chili season.
I love
a big pot of chili bubbling away on the stove.
Beans or no beans?
Yeah, you know
depends
what?
On the recipe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am I know there are some people who are like, it ain't chili if it's got beans in it, and it ain't
chili if it ain't got beans in it. Yeah.
Technically, because I've had to judge some chili cook-offs before, and the rules for chili.
Well, look at the mayor of Chili Town.
I know.
Yeah.
At least the Texas style or whatever, it's supposed to be meat and gravy, and that is all that it is. However, I've got to judge the carne diem.
That thing's fun.
The VI marketing does.
Yeah.
I love it with beans. I love it without beans. I love that you can work in so many different spices. Mm-hmm. I love people that are making venison chili. I want some chili that has chocolate in it sometimes, like almost like a mole. Like you can do.
Do we have to go to our technical difficulty sound and wrap you up in a? No, mole is great.
It's also a great vegetarian dish because you can just load it up with all different kinds of beans and vegetables and everything.
This is correct.
Yeah. Well, having, you know, I am. Very non-denominational when it comes to food. I will eat any and all food from any and all nations. I love Ethiopian food, which has a lot of stews and things like that. In Mexican food, you get a lot of guisadas, which again, sort of the same thing. I just love when we finally get to the kind of weather where it's like, you know what? Let's throw a bunch of spices in there.
Yes.
And serve it in a heaping bowl over, you know, I sometimes really like chili over rice, which seems like as a kid, that was never a thing. And then somewhere along the way as an adult, I also really love in fall just making like a giant bowl of buttered noodles.
That's wonderful. You mentioned mole earlier and it made me think of there's a Mexican restaurant in the town of Cheyenne, Oklahoma. That is absolutely, it's been in our Food Worth the Drive story before. It's called Las Cazuelas. That is the best mole I've ever had in my entire life. It's in an old church out there in Cheyenne, if you're going out to the Ouachita Battlefield National Memorial out there. I'm telling you what, this mole alone is worth the trip. It's the best. I mean, I seriously have had mole in Mexico, and it was not as good as this mole.
Wow.
And they also have, like, cherry fritters, and the whole place is great.
I
think it's my favorite Mexican restaurant in the entire state of Oklahoma, but it's kind of a drive. But it's always worth a stop.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
I, for a long time, I would always get the guiso at Abel's here in
also wonderful.
Four Acres. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right by your house, isn't it, Carly?
It is, yeah.
That's exciting.
You know, and it's such a I have a crisis of conscience every time I'm there because there's the part of me that says, like, oh, I really want this guiso, which is so warm and inviting and spicy. And on the other hand, they have tacos calvillo, which I have previously described to people as they say it's steak, but I'm pretty sure it's angel meat because it's the perfect distillation of steak in a taco, which I don't feel like, as much as I love a good carne asada or whatever, man, there's something about those tacos calvillo. It's a plate of like five tiny little tacos with this little pile of angel meat and onions and cilantro.
Now I'm picturing how one might make angel meat and it's bothering me.
I figure you shave it from the wing.
speaking of tacos, right here in Oklahoma City, you introduced me to at the Collective. There's a place called Fried Taco.
Oh, the Fried Taco.
It's
wonderful.
So good. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I was in heaven while I was eating those tacos.
And really great spicy stuff. They have this blueberry hot sauce that will
Mango guacamole. Oh, yeah, everything there was awesome. So if you're in Midtown Oklahoma City, stop in at the Collective and get some fried tacos.
What? Even vegetarians can find something. They have a delicious jackfruit.
That's correct.
That's right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Yeah.
Is it are you at all
And we should say for the listeners, Carly has gone mostly meatless.
Yes.
Recently.
I'm still eating fish.
Pescatarian.
Okay. Yeah, pescatarian. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Does it worry you at all? Like, do you think fall is going to tempt you with a lot of Like,
I think you're always tempted. Well, I mean, because summer you've got grilling, you know.
Just take it one day at a time, Carly. So, yeah. Say the serenity prayer.
Exactly what you know what? My birthday is coming up on November 6th, and I plan to eat a very good steak that day.
I think that sounds like a wonderful idea. You know what? I will even buy you that steak if you like.
Well, thank you.
I will. But of course, you know, food is only part of the wonder of fall. And one of our favorite things, and the thing that we hear the most about at Oklahoma Department of Tourism and Recreation, which is where we all work, is fall foliage.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And Oklahoma, I am telling you, I would put it up against any other state in terms of our fall foliage. It is great. I've posted photos of it before, and friends who've never been to Oklahoma are like, wait, that's where? That's your state? I didn't realize. It's like, oh, well, let me tell you.
For whatever faults people might have with the weather in Oklahoma, our winters get very, very cold. Our summers get very, very hot. But we have all four seasons here.
Our transition seasons are awesome.
Now, granted, sometimes spring feels like it is about 2.5 hours long.
Sometimes. Yeah.
But, yes, fall is so great.
Great
oh, my
time.
Gosh, guys, I'm going to wear so many sweaters to hide how fat I am. It's not going to fool anyone, and I won't care.
What's that old joke from Buffy? Does a sweater make me look fat? No, it just makes you look purple. but if you're looking for great places, I mean, there's so many great places, and we could talk about like some of our favorites because I definitely have some thoughts on this. But our friends at Travel OK every year put together a great list of awesome places to go to see the fall foliage. So you really should get on travelok.com and look that up. And they always have great information about when things are going to change.
travelok.com/fall_foliage_and_festivals #roots.
Also, if you just go to travelok.com and search for fall
foliage, it'll be fun.
You can find it that way too.
You'll find it. Those guys do such a good job.
They
really do. They make that website. It's beautiful. If you haven't visited your state tourism website lately, you really ought to. But it's, you know, so obviously there's the McCurtain County.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of the jewel in the crown of the fall foliage in Oklahoma. The Talamita Drive, you know, that whole southeastern Oklahoma with the mountains and the trees and the hey.
Mm-hmm.
But we did, Carly, if you remember a few years ago, we did a portfolio of fall foliage in the Panhandle.
Yeah.
That was gorgeous. Unexpected, because you don't think of there being trees out there.
Mm-hmm. It's a little fewer and far between, but when you spot something, it's kind of magical because you have to search for it a little bit more.
Yes, what about you, Greg? Where's some of your favorite foliagey, leaf-changey spots? Leaf peeping.
Robber's Cave.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great one.
That's a great
state
park.
You can ride horses as you look at the foliage. It's amazing.
I think what I love about Robber's Cave is that is, I really feel like Robber's Cave is a four-season park.
More
than some of the others, I really feel like there's always something great there.
Mm-hmm.
But fall is just amazing. I mean, mm-hmm. our state parks, I'm always blown away. Every time I visit a new one, it's just like, man, I wish I'd known about this. I wish my parents had been taking me to this stuff, mm-hmm. you know, for years, and it makes me, want to take my kids to see it. Until I'm around them, and then I'm kind of like, would you guys just shut up for a minute?
Oh, your kids are sweet. And we can't
around
forget
strangers.
They're always sweet when I'm around them, but I think they're trying to impress me.
Yeah.
In northeastern Oklahoma, you know, Sequoia State Park is
I'm going to Sequoia State Park, taking my husband and. He has never been to Tahlequah before. So.
You guys are going to have such a good time.
Oh, yeah. We're going to eat at Salmonella's and look at pretty trees, and it's going to be great.
That's going to be great. That's such a cool town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Grand Lake, the whole Grand Lake area is gorgeous.
Yeah.
That's another four-season area, too, really. Yeah.
Yeah. I love Miami. Almost you're almost out. You're almost in another
state.
And
then they pull you back in with a Wayland's Cuckoo Burger.
Yeah.
The whole it really is like we were driving. We stopped by to see my mom the other day. She lives in South Oklahoma City, and we were driving down 100 Southwest 119th. And there's between May and Penn on Southwest 119th. There's a bunch of trees, and they have planted a row of trees, and they turn really, really, really bright red in the fall. And they were just starting to change this past weekend. Like, and I was like, oh, here they come.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's always, I always like to go see my mom, but especially in the fall when I get to see those trees. So, stop over at Travel OK and find yourself some cool fall foliage.
You can find something basically anywhere in the state.
Yeah,
that's the truth.
Which is one of the neat things.
That's the truth. Oh, yeah, we should also mention, like Lake Murray and the Chickasaw National Recreation Area down south. So if you're headed down to Dallas, for example, stop by and do a little nature drive and see. So there's just, it's gorgeous everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
I'm always the one thing I love most about tourism is always going to be the food.
Absolutely.
And getting to fall is such a great season for visiting some of these restaurants as well.
Yeah.
Because it's summer's over and everybody's back in town, mm-hmm. and the restaurants are generally fully staffed and mm-hmm. really rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
And then you can, you know, like if you're in Sulphur, like, stop by and get some Arbuckle Mountain fried pies. And,
oh, those things are great.
You know, especially if you're going out, like there's nothing like having like these little self-contained little pockets of snack that are just perfect for, you know, walking around eating a cherry pie in the middle of nature.
And you will want to walk around after
you're
you
going
eat
to
one
need
of them.
To.
You're going to need to. Whether you're not going to feel like it is another story. But those things are so an Oklahoma legend.
They are.
You know, I feel like that's one of those places I know that in the history of my time at Oklahoma Today, if someone is passing exit 51 on I-35, there's a really good chance that later that day, a box of those things is going to walk in the door of Oklahoma Today. And so that's part of the reason I love our staff, is because we all know where the good things are and we all stop and get them for each other. That's pretty cool.
I'm also weirdly obsessed with those Roberts and ham sandwiches.
Hmm. I will confess I've never had a Roberts and ham sandwich.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
It seems like they're always closed whenever I'm driving. Like,
really?
I guess I drive at awkward times.
So, Greg, tell
something.
Us what is the secret of the Roberts and ham sandwich? What makes it so good?
I wish I knew. It seems like honest to God, I don't think it is, but it seems like it's shelf-stable ham somehow.
Okay.
Just like, and you just go in there, and it's a regular sandwich, and they just pile on. They shave so much ham and put it on this really kind of plain. I mean, it's bread, lettuce, tomato, and just a mountain of ham. And I get that, and then they also do, like, beef jerky and stuff like that, and it's just, it's great. Sort of traveling down the road food.
Yeah.
The times I've taken my kids out of state or whatever, it's always nice to stop in there and grab a couple of sandwiches. And you can eat them then, you can eat them a little bit later or whatever, and just, you know, have a little bit of jerky to pass around. And
dang.
Yeah.
I went to Durant recently. I spoke at the Oklahoma Museums Association conference, which, by the way, I knew this, but I didn't. It's never really dawned on me that this number is true. Oklahoma has more than 500 museums.
Wow.
Hmm. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
Yeah. So they're cool. Anyway, they had me come down and talk. For some reason, they thought I might know something. Jokes on them. But I should have stopped at Robertson's because I was down that way.
Well, and I'll say this. If you are trying to find out about some of these 500 museums, you really, really do need to subscribe to the magazine. I will tell you about them right now, but like
all 500.
Every issue we have, it seems like we have something else from a different museum.
Yeah.
And I'm always like, we've got such great stories about, a little old man who works at a museum and he grew up in the town and he could point to like the paddle on the wall that his teacher used to smack him with.
Yeah.
Like that sort of stuff is so crazy.
A few years ago, I did a story about sort of small museums, like small local mm-hmm. museums, you know, because you know the Philbrook and you know the Oklahoma City National Memorial and you know the Oklahoma City Museum of Art, and you know the Willow Rock, you know the big ones, right?
Yes.
And they're awesome. You got to go. Just put them on your list. But sometimes you'll be driving through a small town or something and you'll see like the such and such historical museum
or
whatever.
Binger.
Yeah, the Johnny Bench Baseball Museum, which I actually haven't been to. But so one of the ones that we did was the Gateway to the Panhandle Museum in the tiny town of Gate, Oklahoma, right there in Beaver County. And there is it turns out that a meteorite landed in town. And it was like this whole big thing. And it turned out it was like a piece of a Soviet spaceship. And it was like, it was right in the middle of the Red Scare in the mid-50s. And it was this whole huge international thing right there in Gate. And so like you can learn. And then there was like an actual arrow from the Battle of Little Bighorn that somehow mm-hmm. has ended up in the Gateway to the Pan.
Wow.
There was so much cool stuff, you know, and it's not like you, like, so if you're just out kind of for a drive or you're road tripping and you're kind of one of those trips where you're like, let's just see where the road takes us and stop where we stop. Man, stop at these little small town museums because they are cool. And the people that work at them are so amazing. And that's really what the story ended up being about for me, is that these people are like walking encyclopedias of their hometowns.
Yeah.
And that's what's so cool. You know, like they'll show you like, oh, we used to have an opera house and it was here and the two newspapers used to be right there. And they know, you know, they weren't even alive then and they know kind of what was going on in the history of their town and the names of people associated, and they'll tell you these stories that will just blow your absolute mind. It is fun to go visit these places.
Well, I'm one thing that I've gotten from working at the magazine is I think that we get very caught up in some very early Oklahoma history. Mm-hmm. And then we're sort of minorly obsessed with the things that have happened in the last 10 or 20 years.
Right, yeah.
But there's these giant swaths of time that people just aren't really paying that close attention to. You're finding that at those small museums. Yeah. Because they'll tell you exactly what Edmond was like in the 1940s, mm-hmm. you know. And
yeah.
If that's something you're interested in finding out more about.
Yeah,
you can come up here to Edmond and mm-hmm. go to the Edmond Historical Society. Yeah.
And go by Rocket Ship Park.
Totally, yeah. But yeah, it's just one of the things that makes our job so cool and so much fun. And we hope that you see that in the magazine too, because we're having a good time doing what we do and learning about our state and telling you all about it.
Yeah.
So speaking of telling you things about your state, sounds like this is a good busy week. Like lots going on, lots of fun stuff happening.
So much. Yeah. Carly, you said there was something on the 14th that you were really looking forward to.
Yes, I am always looking for an excuse to go to the zoo. Not that you need one. You can go to the zoo anytime. But in the fall, it's particularly lovely. And so they are doing a fall date night on Monday, October 14th. It is from 6 to 10 p.m., and it is 21 and over only, so there's no little children running around screaming.
Or enjoying themselves.
Or enjoying themselves loudly, whatever they do. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know kids. But but anyway, you can go to date night.
I don't know from kids.
Yeah.
And it's $25 a person, and so you can walk around with your sweetheart. And also, they have an extra special event happening at this one. The Don't Even Trip Tour with the Rickmobile will be there.
From Rick and Morty.
From Rick and Morty.
The Adult Swim animated sensation. Yeah.
Yes. And so you can see a van, truck. I don't know what you would
it's
call
like
it.
It's like the Wienermobile, but it's Rick Sanchez. Right,
exactly.
Right, okay.
Yeah. And then you can buy really cool merch out of it.
Oh, cool.
And so.
I'll tell you what that would be. That's a good date, like, for old marrieds. But, like, that would be a really fun. Like, if I was just starting to date someone, which I haven't, hopefully we'll never have to do again, but if I was just starting to date someone and they were like, let's go do, this is the date that I planned for us, I'd be like, there's going to be another date after this one for sure.
Uh-huh.
That's a good one. Yeah,
because then you can find out so much about your boyfriend, girlfriend, partner, whoever.
Potential person.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah, find out what their favorite animal is.
Yeah, if they know who Rick and Morty are.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's a good question. These are questions that all need to be answered
very
before you get serious with
somebody.
Very important
things to figure out. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
On October 15th, get ready to pull out all of your hair, parents, as your kids sing along to Baby Shark Live at Tulsa's BOK Center. Do yourself a favor and plan some time for a primal scream afterwards, because it will murder your brain.
Okay, here's what I don't understand. So I knew Baby Shark from like church camp in junior high.
Really?
Why is it just a thing now?
Because someone made a video of it and put it on YouTube and animated it, and all these kids and what the company's called Pink Fong or something like that.
Okay.
And they have done a bunch of variations on it. So there's Baby Shark, and then there's like Spooky Shark for Halloween, and there's Christmas Shark. And it is as someone whose daughter loves to get on YouTube and watch these things. I understand the frustration and the animosity, but it is also like super chill and the kids love it. I saw the best joke I think ever on Twitter, which was 20 years from now, somebody is going to drop a Baby Shark remix into like a club tune at a rave, and the place is going to explode.
I'm so happy that I'm past my rave days already. That's mildly terrifying. Moving on. On October 17th, and this, by the way, if you can't do this on October 17th, this event does repeat in November and beyond. The Chickasaw Cultural Center in Sulphur, speaking of museums, mm-hmm. one of the best in the state.
An amazing
just
place.
Unbelievable place. The Chickasaw Cultural Center in Sulphur will host the Ayowa Garden to Gourmet Agri Tours. Ooh, this sounds like fun. Harvest your own food,
ooh.
And then learn from the Aimpa Cafe chefs how to prepare a seasonal dish from those fresh ingredients. Participants will also receive a special swag bag. Everybody loves swag. Tours take place on the first and third Thursday during select months, beginning at 1 p.m. and lasting approximately 3 hours. Attendees should dress weather appropriate and be sure and wear comfortable walking shoes, because you will be walking all over that museum. But that Iampa Cafe, that place is legit. That's the best Indian taco I've ever had.
That's really wonderful. Yeah. And I love when you go out kind of outside the museum, out into the grounds, they mm-hmm. have the Three Sisters Garden,
yes.
Which is really great. But then they have all of these historical buildings, mm-hmm. so you can kind of see what a sweat lodge was yep. like, where the tribal elders would meet, where they stored their food in yeah. the fall and winter, like that sort yeah. of stuff.
And they do dances, they do flint mat, they do yeah. demonstrations. And by the way, I would like to apologize to our friends at the Chickasaw Nation if I mispronounced anything in that. I'm doing my best here.
Oh, on October 18th, the McAllister Public Library hosts History at High Noon. So this is a weekly event where guests deliver a lecture about local history. This Friday, it's a rundown of historical maps by David Beale. That sounds fun.
Oh, cool.
Be sure to return next week for Eddie Gray's talk about McAllister's first 150 years.
Eddie's a buddy of ours. He loves us at the magazine, and we love him. And McAllister's, we talk about this all the time on the podcast, but McAllister's so flipping cool.
Well, and
so,
didn't we do a big story about
their 150th anniversary? Yeah, our buddy Robert Reed did that and had a great time touring around McAllister and learning about their history. So definitely go visit the McAllister Public Library for one of these talks. It sounds like fun.
Another October 18th event, the Opolis in Norman is hosting The Long Hello, a great comedy show with local comedians Adrian Corwin, Cameron Brewer, my buddy Steve Wampus Reynolds, and one of my favorites, a big old teddy bear of a man, Brad Chad Porter.
That sounds like fun.
It will be very fun. It will also not be for children.
Yeah. No, none of these people has an age-appropriate sense of humor.
Not at all.
Yeah. Also on October, October 18th is a big day.
I know. It's crazy.
The Tulsa Review is at Soul City of Tulsa. Oh, this is going to be fun. Paul Benjamin, Jacob Tovar, and John Fulbright. Okay, so I saw John Fulbright last Saturday here in Oklahoma City. He opened up for Patty Griffin. That dude, okay, I mean, I think the first time I saw him was like 2011. And then I've been at his album, every one of his album release shows. I've seen him at the Blue Door. I've seen this guy everywhere. He gets better and better and better and better. He is one of the best live performers ever. Not just in Oklahoma, ever. Go see him. Jacob Tovar and Paul Benjamin, too, also great. So that's going to be a show that you're definitely going to want to catch.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think Jesse Acock is actually opening up as their special guest.
Oh, cool. Yeah. See, it's just it just keeps improving. So, yeah, it's going to be great.
And yet another event for October 18th, but this one goes through the 19th. It's the OKC Ghost Tour.
Oh, cool.
Which, we're in the spooky season. So excited. So you can take a night walking tour of haunted locations throughout OKC with Count Gregor, which is a little bit before my time, but I hear he was he was a pretty cool dude.
He was like our local non-female Elvira.
He was like, he was like Ranger Roger meets, I don't know, Morticia Adams.
He sounds like somebody I need to know.
Yeah,
He was actually an actor. His name's John Ferguson.
Yep. Yeah.
So he will take you on this tour, and each ticket holder gets 3 complimentary drinks and a trick-or-treat bag that will be filled up as we stop by businesses throughout Midtown along the way. So if you feel weird about going trick-or-treating or don't have a child to take with you, then this is your opportunity. The tour is led by Golden Age Hollywood actor John Ferguson, Count Gregor, famous for his eerie character that he, did he host?
It was like late night, scary, spooky sci-fi movies.
That was, you can look him up on YouTube. He's awesome.
With Count Gregor.
Lots of fun.
And guests are encouraged to dress up. Ghosts or ghouls.
Are you guys dressing up this year? Are you costuming?
Carly, it's gonna be a secret.
Oh, Carly, I have to say, did one of the best costumes I've ever seen a couple years ago. She was George Michael for Halloween, and she nailed it. It was so good. So good.
As a large bearded man and a fan of Letterkenny,
we'll be going as Elvira.
That's exactly right. Squirrely Dan. Yeah. That was my idea. Was
that's a good idea. Dan, yeah, this year. That's a good idea. I'm scary enough as it is, so children tend to fear me. I don't really need to dress up to make it happen, but that's okay. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Please be sure to subscribe, rate the podcast, share it with your friends. Make sure you don't miss an episode. We really do appreciate it when you guys rate us, and even if you rate us badly, it helps us out. But we hope that you will rate us well. Well, okay, no, Greg's shaking his head. Apparently it doesn't help us.
It hurts us tremendously when you rate us poorly. Okay.
So even if you don't like it, rate it well and then just unsubscribe.
So if you have a problem, email us at oktpod@travelok.com and maybe we can fix it and then we'll get a good rating.
There we go. Yeah. Let us know. Thanks again to our sponsor, the MIO Coalition. Yes. They're so awesome.
And thank you very much to the Vault 4 for love letting us record up here. Mm-hmm. Just follow us on our various social medias at Oklahoma Today. Subscribe to the magazine. There's actually a great deal on oklahomatoday.com right now.
Yes.
So click on that, get yourself some free issues in the magazine and,
heck yeah,
and help us show you this amazing state that we all love so much.
Help us help you help us help you.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
Show me the money. That's all I remember.
Okay. That's all right. Thanks guys. We'll see you next week.
Thanks. Okay.